I hope you enjoyed that. Now, it's 17 minutes past noon. I sort of figured this is when we were going to go to Greg Guba, and that's just what we're going to do. Welcome back, Greg. Oh, we got to put you on. What are you going to do? That one for your, that one for the guitar. Let's put them both on and see what happens. Okay. Should that one go up a little higher, you think, for his voice? A little higher. Yeah, that'll... Oh, great. There we go.
All right.
How you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Thanks. Great to be with you guys.
Okay, I think it's facing the right way. Great.
All right.
Yeah, I was mentioning you were on Tracks of the Town. You've also been on Aaron's show. We had you on this show last year, I think. Greg Guba, that's spelled G-U-B-A. First of all, you're going to be doing some originals and some covers and things like that. What are some of the places, can you briefly mention some of the places you've got coming up? Do you know offhand?
I'm actually hosting an open mic on the 15th. It's the third Thursday of every month at Six Gun Music. That's on Route 1A North, right near Walnut Street. And actually, it was Doug. Doug was the one, him and I did that together, started to do that together. And that's 5 to 8, so it's, you know, it's an early, and if you haven't been there, it's a great little boutique music store. Dan Margasso runs it, so try to check that out. And I do a third Saturday of every month, a place called Zumi's Espresso. It's in Ipswich. That's an afternoon gig. It's usually 2 to 4, 2 to 4:30. Nice little place. And then I'm going to be doing with a duo called Rendezvous, a couple of friends of mine, a place called The Patio on Broadway in Malden. That's on the 25th of May. It's an afternoon. That's like 3 to 7. And then on the 31st, I'll be at the AOH in Peabody, which I think is on, I think it's on Main Street, but I'm not sure of the address. You could look it up. So there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, that's going on. And hey, happy to be busy. You know, always like to be busier, but you know, it's things are going well. So how's things with you guys?
We're doing pretty well. You know, we were mentioning how we all got to know each other through Doug. And sadly, we lost Doug on March 5th, but we're going to continue the tradition here. We're going to see if we can do some sort of a tribute concert to him, maybe in the fall. We're hoping to have it here on campus, maybe somewhere else. We've got a whole bunch of musicians that we know that we'd like to get on there. That'll be a good time. So we're going to try to plan for that. And there's a whole bunch of things coming up. There's blues festivals. There's one coming up in Gloucester. There's the North Atlantic Blues Festival in Maine. There's the Marshfield Fair. There's so many things going on. There's different things, folk and blues and all that, all over. So we've got a lot of things to keep us busy. And... let me just mention, now, we knew you through Doug. How did Doug meet up with you, by the way?
We met at a filming. I don't know if you know Dan Tremblay.
Dan Tremblay, yeah.
He's been around for a while. He does a lot of different stuff. He does the bookings for the Topsfield Fair. He does a couple of different open mics. And he was doing a public access show called...
keep talking. I'm just trying. I got to... Keep talking.
Called,
there we go.
Called,
I had to get a fuller sound from you.
Derby Street Variety.
Derby Street Variety Show, yeah.
In Salem, and right down the street, actually, not too far from here. And Doug was there one night that I was there, and we started talking, and then I was doing an open mic at the time in Lynn. And he came over a couple times, and then we kept running into each other, and then he would call and say, hey, you know, this is going on. Are you interested in playing, or can you help me out on organizing it, or... you know, or that type of thing. So, you know, that was it. So he, you know, he was always there. He was really big-hearted and help anybody out. Love to support the music. And so, you know, it's and again, he'll be missed.
But we're going to do a tribute to him. Yeah. And so you're originally from Albany?
Albany. I still go back and forth. I don't know whether any of my friends from Albany are listening. Hopefully, they are. One of my friends over there, Keith Spencer, who's also a musician and a poet, he's got a studio opening up. He said now I could be called a regional artist instead of local when I moved here because I go back and forth pretty regular. And usually when I'm back there, I try to play, you know, either solo or with in a duo situation that I'm in. So I'm all over. So, you know, it's fun and it's I enjoy it, and it's usually pretty well received. So,
yeah. All right, so what's your first tune?
Well, I'm going to do a... actually, I can't remember who wrote it, but this is kind of an old blues song. And believe it or not, Sting does a really good version of this on his first solo, and they do it with the Police, and he does it with his group, and he does a solo. It's called Down So Long.
I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. I wanna take all my troubles, drown them in the deep blue sea. I work hard every day, it just don't seem right. No matter how hard I try, it seems I just don't treat it right. I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. I wanna take all my troubles, drown them in the deep blue sea. Down so long, down so long, down so long, down so long. I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. Down so long, well, down so long, down so long, down so long. I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. Give her a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring. No matter how hard I try, it seems my love don't mean a thing. I've been down so long, being down don't bother me. I wanna take all my troubles, drown them in the deep blue. Take all my troubles, drown them in the deep blue. Take all my troubles, drown them in the deep blue sea.
All right.
Down so long. Yeah, actually, Stig does a really good version of that, so you should check that out. And there's a great sax. He has a sax that I gotta play that sometime with a good harp player. See how that comes
yeah.
out. But
I was recording that on a video, and we've got a sign right behind you that says WMWM, so that's good. Let's even get a still picture of you, too. So that was great. Yeah. Down so long.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a I'm going to play a song now by a guy by the name of Tommy Castro, and he's a San Francisco area blues player. Mm-hmm. He was actually just, well, not just, probably about a month or month and a half ago, he was down at Chan's. I think it was Chan's in Woonsocket. And he's a really good player. He's I don't know whether he's not unknown, but he's not a super popular player. I mean, a lot of musicians know who he is, but if anybody gets a chance to to listen to him or hear him, I'd say to check him out. And this was on one of his earlier releases. He's just got a pretty new CD out. The Joe Louis Walker one is really good. I got an opportunity to meet him in Albany. About a year ago. And he was playing with Larry Coryell's son, was in his band at the time, and was just a great, it was a great show. But anyway, this is Tommy Castro and Tommy Castro's song. It's called Lucky in Love.
Lady Luck, she never looks my way, turns her head when it's my turn to play, but I'm lucky, lucky in love. Yeah, I'm lucky, lucky in love. Never had much luck with the dice. I like to pay, but can't pay the price. But I'm lucky, lucky in love. Tried to turn a buck, I got nothing to show. I'm buying high and I'm always selling low, but I'm lucky, lucky in love. I don't need to play the horses. My good fortune comes from better sources, 'cause I'm lucky, lucky in love. Yeah, I'm lucky, lucky in love. When it comes to love, oh, I'm no beginner. in my baby's arms, you know that I'm a winner. I'm loving, oh, I'm a lucky man. When I hold my baby, I hold the winning hand. I got a roof that leaks, a floor that squeaks. I got a car that breaks down every 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm lucky, lucky in love. Oh, I'm lucky now. Lucky in love, lucky in love, lucky in love. Well, I'm lucky, lucky in love. Yeah, I'm lucky. Lucky in love.
Well, Tommy Castro there, all lucky right, in love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was very good. I was noticing as you were playing it, you got the thing on your finger there, like a,
the
it's
slide.
Almost a bottleneck. It's a slide thing. It's a metal piece.
Metal, yeah. I use the metal one. There's a lot of different, depending on who you talk to or what. I mean, there's people use knives, you know, beer bottles, wine bottles. I think originally they were... People just broke a wine bottle off and stuck it on one of their fingers, and that's where the bottleneck name came from. But there's all kinds of different materials for this, and this is stainless steel. They make them out of brass and lead and copper and all different sizes. So, and I wear mine on my pinky. A lot of people wear them at different places. I actually was playing at a place once, and this guy came up to me and said, "Have you ever tried to play it on your middle finger?" And I was like, yeah, I just don't, you know. But
Who was the guitarist that may have intentionally, was it Carlos Santana, who may have intentionally cut off one of his part of his finger or something to get a better?
Jerry Garcia.
Oh, that's who it was.
And it was his brother, and he literally
he chopped
part of his finger off.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was either his middle or his ring finger, one of those. You can see it. Yeah, they did it when they were kids.
Oh, wow.
Suppose it was one of those, put your hand out, you know, type of thing. And yeah, he cut his finger off.
Ooh.
It was probably right around the middle knuckle.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff. Well, actually, a lot of people don't know that, but now there's around you. You'll see it on the web, of course. That must be true. of a handprint. It's kind of like his insignia, and you'll see the handprint with the middle, whatever finger it is. It's one of those two fingers missing.
Yeah.
That was great. Something.
I mean, that was great guitar work, great singing, and everything. Wow.
That's I have and I probably should say for the. For the listening audience, I'm playing what's called a resonator guitar, and it's an open D tuning. It's got like a pie plate type of a thing on it. I usually play it about for half of the stuff that I do, and it was a lot of people call it a dobro. Again, if Keith Spencer's listening, he'll be getting a chuckle right now. A dobro is a brand name, and this is not a dobro brand name. So they're used, originally they were developed to help the guitar project before electric instruments came. And they were in, you know, bands were getting bigger, and you couldn't hear the guitar player, so they came up with this. And then it kind of stuck around. They were originally introduced in the early 1900s, I think, maybe around 1910. Excuse me. And they've been around. There a lot of blues, bluegrass, and country use it, and they're great. They almost kind of sound like a cross between a banjo and if a banjo and a guitar had a son or a daughter or whatever the heck, this is what it would sound like. And it's, like I said, it's fun to play with. So I use it a lot, and I use this tuning because I think it's good with my voice. And, there's a lot of different, the Stones, actually, Keith Richards recorded in a lot of this tuning a lot earlier. He uses a different tuning now, but it's pretty popular. So, and then a lot of people use E. That is a lot of different tunings. You can use a lot of different kinds of stuff.
I have to take a 1-minute break. It's going to be exactly 1 minute. We have a donorship and a public service announcement. And we'll be right back to Greg Guba live here on the Juke Joint.
This part of our broadcast day was made possible by a grant from the Salem State Clipper Card. Your Clipper Card acts as a prepaid debit card at many locations both on and off campus. For all the latest info about your Clipper Card, especially where you can use it on or off campus, visit us on the web at salemstate.edu and search for Clipper Card, or stop by our office on the second floor of the dining commons. The Salem State Clipper Card, your passport to campus and beyond.
More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. I'm Massachusetts State Representative Kim Ferguson. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy and be more physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
We're back here on the Juke Joint with Greg Guba live. We've heard a couple tunes from him. We're going to hear another one shortly. We're going to have him on for a little while longer, maybe 15, 20 minutes or so. What do you got next?
This is actually, it's funny because I heard a version of this. I don't know what station it was, but on the way over. This song was, there's a slide guitarist out there. His name is Roy Rogers. If you've never heard him, check him out because he's an incredible, talented musician. And he was named after the, I guess, anyway, again,
produced,
it's on the internet.
John Lee Hooker and Cephas and Wiggins are different people. So he's done his own stuff and he's produced as well.
He's recorded with a lot of people, and he was named after the cowboy, Roy Rogers, according to his website. And I ran across this version of an old tune called Walkin' Blues, and I just kind of fell in love with his version of it. And when I did a little research, I found out it was originally written by Son House. Mm-hmm. He wrote part of it. He wrote, I guess, one verse, and then he just kept repeating that, and then Robert Johnson, who was a big Son House fan, recorded a version of this, but with a couple different verses added, and a lot of different people have recorded this this song. And like I said, I just kind of fell in love with it. I just started playing it probably about a month ago, and trying to come up with an arrangement. So this is kind of where I'm at with it right now. But it's a fun song, and as I said, check out Roy Rogers' version online because the guy just. He'll blow you away. If you watch that, and you're not moving somehow when that song is done. Have somebody check your pulse because there's something wrong. There's definitely something wrong. So this is called Walkin' Blues. Woke up this morning, couldn't find my shoes. Well, I had those old walking blues. I woke up this morning, and I couldn't find my shoes. I had those walking blues. Well, now some people say the worried blues ain't bad. But I tell you, they're the worst I ever had. Some people tell you. Worried blues ain't bad. Well, that's the worst feeling ever had. Lord, I feel like blowing that lonesome horn. Well, but I got up in the morning and everything was gone. Oh, I got a Blow that lonesome horn. Well, I got up this morning and everything was gone.
Excellent, very excellent. Yeah, that was great, Walking Blues there. So we got a few more tunes from you coming up. Now, I know you've done some originals and things like that. I'm trying to remember. Lucky Love wasn't the original. There was one tune you did, I think, the last time you were here. There was an original tune. Was it Life? That's
yep,
Life?
Yep, Just Life.
Just Life.
Just
yeah.
Life, yep.
I know
I don't know whether it's
original.
Bluesy or not, but it's ballady. Ballad blues, I guess.
Yeah, we've actually... we've,
me,
yeah, go ahead.
Region.
I was going to mention that some of the stuff you've done, if people go to dougmascott.info, when you get to that page, there's a link that says, you know, live performances and whatever like that, and you'll see either Gruba or Greg Gruba or whatever. So some of those are on there if people are curious about them. So you don't, at this point, have any albums or anything?
No.
Strictly just playing out live?
Yeah, I've got, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube. The duo that I mentioned... I'm going to be playing with up in Malden or sharing a bill with them. They do a cable show in Burlington Public Access, and it's called Local Music Unplugged, and that's once a month. I've been on there. They've got a YouTube channel, so you can go and check that out. And I've got a bunch of other videos and stuff on there, too. I got it's all set. I just got to finish up with the packaging, kind of a demo promo that I've been working on. That hopefully will be out within the next month or so, which is, it's got a couple of, mostly originals. It's only going to be four or five tunes, just so I can, pass it around. But that and then the Sam Cooke song, Bringing It Home to Me, which I got permission to use. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon. I just haven't had a chance to finish the design. It's all recorded, just about ready to go. I'll probably be out on CD Baby within, again, hopefully by the next month.
Yeah, good.
So this is an original.
Okay.
And it's called Just Life. Down to the water to think about my life. I asked God to reset it. We'll take away the strife. Somebody loved me, and then they went away. I wonder, will it happen again? Does it matter anyway? Oh, it's life. Yeah, it's just life. Oh, do you wonder what to do or say at the start of every day? Oh.
life. Yeah, it's just life. I went back to the water in over my head, and I stood and wondered what happens in the end. Oh, it's life. Yeah, it's just life. Oh, it's life. Yeah, it's just life.
Yeah, great live performance. We're here with Greg Guba on the Juke Joint, WMWM Salem. He's done like four or five great tunes so far. That one was an original called Just Life, and he's switching guitars in the other room there. He's getting off one of his other guitars.
So, yeah, this is my my real guitar. I had a friend of mine over in Albany that used to work at this coffee house that I used to play in, and she used to call that my stupid guitar, the resonator one. I have no idea why, but kind of stuck. And but yeah, this is just a standard old guitar. And
what are those little switches on the top there? What are those little? Is that like a graphic equalizer type thing?
It's an equalizer and also a tuner.
Ah, tuner. Okay. I know a little piano, but I'm very unfamiliar with guitars. I've never really played one or whatever.
Yeah, it's off. My favorite Chinese song called Tuning.
Yeah, Tuning. Yeah.
So yeah, thanks again for having me. It's a kind of a blues standard. It's called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Yep.
And we were talking off air a little while ago about, we were specifically talking about Greg Allman, but one of the great versions of this is on the Layla and Assorted Love Songs CD, which was, you know, Derek and the Dominoes, which was Eric Clapton and Duane Almond, and the rest of the guys, Bobby Whitlock, Carl Radle. And I think that was released in 71, if I'm not mistaken, and it's still such a great collection of music. And, I mean, I know this is personal, and not to have anybody get mad at me, but I don't really think Layla's, like, one of the better songs on there myself.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
There's a version of this song, John Lennon, on the Walls and Bridges album, I believe, did the cover version of this. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Just about everybody, probably. Yeah. Anybody that's anybody have done versions of this over the years. It was written, I can't remember the guy's name that wrote it, but it was written during Prohibition. And if you listen to the words, it's still, you know, a great song to me is one that you can play and it still sounds, you know, relevant and topical and all that other stuff. And this is definitely one of those. But just to... I'm a huge Duane Allman fan, he's one of the reasons why I started playing guitar in the first place and then slide guitar. But he's actually the one, and this is in Clapton's autobiography also, he's the one that came up with the little lick at the beginning of Layla. That little, which I'm not doing a very good job of it, but that's actually Duane Allman. Most people think it's Clapton, but it's actually Allman.
It says here... Written by Jimmy Cox in 1923, told from the point of view of a one-time millionaire during the Prohibition era, etc. Why am I reminded of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? You know, I used to have a railroad. This isn't the same song.
No.
But I used to have a railroad, made it shine. Now, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? That's somehow that whole thing about it said one-time millionaire during the Prohibition era. It's the fleeting nature of wealth and all that sort of stuff. It just reminded me, like I say, of that song. So, yeah.
It's for a blues song from the 20s. I actually thought it was a little later than that, and I should retain that because I always look it up and I never remember that, you know, who wrote it. But It's really it's a pretty complicated song. There's a lot of chord changes in it. You know, there's a lot of changes in it, and you know, it's not your typical kind of 12-bar blues. You know, that a lot of people play, and so it's pretty complex from that perspective. And again, from almost 100 years old, you know, 90, 89, 91 years or whatever. You know, as I said, it's still it's kind of funny because I went through. You know, everybody goes through tough times, but. And, you know, the title comes from, you know, who your friends are, the kind of thing, when you're down. And it's really, it's so true, the lyrics to this. So I'll give this a try. It's one of my favorite tunes. I haven't played it in a while, but I'll give it a try. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire. Spent all my money, Lord, I just did not care. Brought my friends out for a good time. Bought champagne and whiskey, all that and wine. Then I began to fall so low. I lost all those good friends. Lord, I had nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it till that eagle grins. No, no, nobody knows you when you're down, when you're down and out. When your pocket doesn't have a cent, try and go ask a friend. Oh, he or she won't have it. When you finally get back up on your feet again, everybody come around and try to be some kind of good old long lost friend. Whoa, it's mighty strange, but I'll tell you. Without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. When you finally get back up on your feet again, everybody come around and try to be some kind of good old long lost friend. Whoa, it's mighty strange, but without a doubt, nobody knows you. Nobody. Nobody knows you when you're down and out.
Yeah, that's great. I like the old timey stuff where you've got roots in things like blues, gospel, ragtime, jazz, folk. It all kind of blends together. You were mentioning, for example, John Sebastian's coming to the Larkham Theater. He did a show here in Salem a few years ago, and he had just put out an album that was all kind of like jug band music type things. And a friend of mine went to the show. I didn't go. But this is great. Some of the stuff from the, you know, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, going back a bit. It was great to hear songs like that. Huh?
When he was talking, but it's timeless.
Yeah. It is.
It's part of the roots and it's part of the progression.
It's timeless, yeah.
Something from 90, 100 years ago.
Exactly, yeah, that's great.
And, well, you know, it's, you know, I don't know, it's funny, ironic maybe, but, you know, in the blues invasion, a British blues invasion from the 60s and 70s, I mean, that was all recycled stuff from this era.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to a lot of or you read with those guys, you know, Mayall, Clapton, you know, all of them, and they're like, we were just playing American music that America forgot about.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I said, it's just, it's timeless.
Yeah.
Stuff.
There's a reissue of Fleetwood Mac, what started out as a blues band. They actually recorded a couple albums in Chicago with some of the great Chicago people. And there's a movie called Cadillac Records that's loosely based on Chess Records. And there's a scene where there's a group who looks suspiciously like the Rolling Stones comes down to Chess Records, and I won't even do the British accent, but it's like they're paying tribute. Where else did the name of the band come from? They came from a Muddy Waters song.
Yeah. Well,
called
actually,
Rolling
he was
Stone.
There, I think, changing light bulbs or doing something in that scene on it. And that's a great movie. That's Adrian Brody plays the guy.
They kind of boiled down the Chess Brothers to only one. There was actually two. Phil and Leonard, but it was a great movie. But I do remember that scene where they came, the British band, all agape about, oh, Mike, oh, in Chicago, man. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's just, it's incredible stuff. And, I'll do another, speaking of old blues songs, this is, speaking of Sonny Boy Williamson, who I know he was around for quite a while. He was a harp player.
Yep.
He's dead now. Didn't die actually too long ago compared to some of these other guys.
Of course, there were two.
Yep.
There was John Lee, Sonny Boy number one, and there was Rice Miller, Alec Miller, number two. Yeah.
This was the original one. And this is a song called Cross Your Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's an old kind of 12-bar blues type of thing. And I'd recommend, is this it?
Yeah.
I'd recommend, there's a band called the Red Devils, which is kind of interesting. The Red Devils, that plays blues. But I don't know where they're from. I actually got a chance to hear them quite a while ago out in Michigan. And the lead singer, who was also the harmonica player, is dead. I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. But it was like just a four-piece group. Him, guitar, drums, and bass, and they put two albums out. This one's from this is from the live album. It's called King, K-I-N-G. And it's just a great kind of roots. It almost sounds like a bar or a garage band, but I mean, it's just a bunch, so much talent. And these guys made a big impression on a lot of people, including Mick Jagger actually recorded some stuff with them and then released it later on. Because he was so impressed with what they sounded like and what they did. But the Red Devils, if you get a chance to check it out. And this is a song that they do. It's called Cross Your Heart by Sonny Boy Williamson. And it's kind of funny because if you listen to the version on that's on this album, you can hear, you turn up kind of in between songs and you can hear them yelling at each other. It's Sonny Boy. They start on the fifth. It's like, Sonny Boy, on five. B flat. You know, it's like, I don't know whether they hadn't played it in a while, or just everybody wasn't on the same page, but it's funny, they're getting ready to...
Is this the one that starts with, when you cross your heart, you're not supposed to tell a lie?
Yep.
Yeah, because I've heard some people, like, I don't know if it was like James Cotton or someone, did a cover version of, you know, years later, but yeah, exactly.
But another timeless, I think.
Yeah.
When you cross your heart for someone... You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to tell a lie. When you cross your heart for someone, little girl, you're not supposed to tell a lie. If you say wrong or do wrong, baby, I got to say so long or goodbye. First time I crossed my heart for you, babe, I was by your bedside on my knees. First time I crossed my heart for you, baby, I was by your bedside on my knees. If you say wrong or do wrong, I got to beg you, darling, help me please.
I cross my heart for you, babe. I cross it for you and no one else. I cross my heart for you, babe. I cross my heart for you and no one else. Anything you say, darling, I got to do it or I got to go. Your heart.
That person on the phone, we're going to have to get to them. And actually, we'll have to get to them in about 5 minutes, maybe, unfortunately, because we're going to do one more tune from you, and then I got a couple songs queued up, and then Josh is going to take over. So actually, well, I'm going to play a 20-second promo here, so hold on a second. We'll get that taken care of. So I'll tell you what, if the person who called could call back in about 5-10 minutes, we'd appreciate it. Sorry we can't take your call right now. Let me play this, and we will get right back to you. Hold on.
WMWM Salem, blowing up some music since 1960.
All right, now that we get that taken care of, we're going to do one more tune. You've never heard that one, Josh?
I have not heard that in a while.
Yeah, geez. Well, it scared me. I didn't expect that. It's not like a Halloween one or something. Hey, it's Salem. You know, what can I say?
It's the youngins that are running this place. You know, they're making some cool little promos and everything. Okay, we're going to do one more tune from you. Then Josh is going to take – I got a couple songs queued up, and I have to go to my real job.
Yep.
But later on, like 11 o'clock tonight, I'm going to put this up on our Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and we'll link it to everyone's. If you got something to mention before you do the last song, go right ahead.
Well, we were talking about there is music, original music of mine on Reverb Nation website also, so you can go and check that out. You can most of it's downloadable, and as I said, I got a couple things that are coming up. I'm doing the open mic at Six Gun, music on Route 1 in Saugus on the 15th, Zoomies Espresso in Ipswich on the 17th, the Patio, which is in Broadway and Walden on the 25th, and then the AOH and Peabody on the 31st. And I'm always at a bunch of open mics, and there's a lot of stuff going on. If you're a musician, a poet, comic, you know, get out and try it, because the people around here are extremely supportive.
Yeah, you've got a Facebook page, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of your videos on YouTube. And once again, DougMascot.info, look for the link that says live performances or whatever, and anything you see that says Greg Goober or Goober. Tell you, there's lots of your stuff out there.
Yep.
So what's your last song going to be, Greg?
I'm doing an original. It's I guess it's ballady. There. I'm hoping that this will be on the demo that I was talking about. And it has harmonica on it, too. So it's kind of got a bluesy tinge. But, you know, obviously I don't have a harmonica with me right now. And it's an original. It's called Only Me.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Started over. Okay. Oh, the river flows. How would I know? Oh, it wasn't true now. Shouldn't flow towards you. Yeah, the sky's gray. It's another day. Oh, the world, it turns now. But what did we learn? Tell me what went wrong. Oh, with our song. Well, it's out of key now. But it's only me. Tell me what to say. Oh, gone today. But I'm out of key now. 'Cause it's only
Yeah, it's only me. Oh, it's only me. Oh, it's only. Yeah, it's only me. Didn't wanna end with another friend. Fingers on the keys now, but I'm on my knees. Didn't wanna say, admit I'm wrong today. Oh, no time for me now, but why can't I see? Tell me what went wrong, oh, with our song. I'm out of key now, but it's only me. Tell me what to say, been a long day, but I'm out of key cause it's only, yeah, it's only me. Well, it's only me. Yeah, it's only, well, it's only, yeah, it's only me. Tell me what went wrong. Oh, with our song was perfect harmony now, but it's only me. Yeah, it's only. Oh, it's only me. Oh, it's only.
Songwriter too. I mean, that and Just Life and everything, really very catchy tunes.
Thanks very much. Thanks again, guys, for giving me the opportunity to be here.
Yeah,
and,
you know, we've got three different shows. There's Tracks of the Town. Well, also he does a show called Dawn's Early Light. 7 a.m. is kind of early for,
yeah, exactly,
for someone to come down. But Tracks of the Town, Juke Joint, and the Aaron Show. And we're very welcome to have you down here. We're looking forward to having you again, and we'll catch you somewhere at a coffee house or some sort of a type of deal, like you mentioned, Six Gun City and everything. You've got some other places that you play. We want to thank Greg Guba for coming down. What I'm going to do is play a couple tunes, one by Walter Robinson and one by Richo Cuba,